President Hamid Karzai has widened his lead over former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. The tabulation of 17% of all returns announced by Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission Wednesday shows the incumbent with a lead of 90,000 votes over his closest challenger. Mr. Karzai now has about a 9% lead, compared to just 2% after Tuesday's results. The president will need a simple majority of more than 50% to avoid a runoff election against Mr. Abdullah. Election officials and analysts caution the vote totals released are still too small to draw any conclusions about the outcome, which is already tainted by widespread voter fraud allegations. Attention was diverted from the election results by the deadliest suicide bombing in the country in more than a year. Officials blame the Taliban for setting off a truck bomb in Kandahar 2 hours after the initial election results were released Tuesday. At least 43 Afghans died in the blast, which destroyed several residential buildings. The explosion occurred near a Japanese construction company, government offices, and a guest house popular with foreigners. Some Kandahar residents, such as Haji Turyali, are questioning the ability of the government and the foreign troops to provide security. Turyali says if the foreigners cannot provide security for the people, something the government must also ensure, then the foreigners should leave Afghanistan. There are about 100,000 foreign troops under either NATO or U.S. command in the country. Kandahar is President Karzai's home province and also has a significant Taliban presence. The insurgents have vowed to disrupt the election, which is seen as a key test of the country's fledgling democratic system of government. Meanwhile, in Paktika, the provincial government says a group of motorcycle-riding Taliban stormed a hospital there. Afghan and coalition forces responded, killing at least 14 of the insurgents and rescuing the hospital staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.